there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, you heard Brent Musburger there. Countdown to kickoff, 5 East to 6:30, an hour and a half coming up later here on VSiN. The programming across the board today is going to be lit. You got Mitch and Paul right after us. Follow the Money follows the Lombardi Line. Lombardi's going to do that show. He's going to do every show VSiN is presenting today.
I just want to make that.
Stormy and Michael are going to be all over the network. Stormy's going to be stopping by.
I mean, Stormy's up early, going to go all the way through to kickoff, eating hot dogs all day long.
We appreciate it. Elliot doing a great job producing. Miles in the back. Andre, the whole crew, Circus Sports. I just want to say quickly, just as a shout, not just Bill A.D., Brian Musburger, John Goulet, everybody.
Len Mead.
Behind the scenes for the last 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, we've been joking how you kind of string along the predictions. I have to tell you, nobody's done it better in the industry than VSiN. So you all take a bow, and we appreciate you very much as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. I'm Patrick Maher. Of course, he is Michael Lombardi. They're going to have a ring off, a bling off on a countdown to kickoff with Brent Musburger. Sean King's going to join Michael Lombardi. So a little bit of a reunion.
Reunion.
You want to just give me one flash for the new audience
They're going to make me have the reunion with Sean King's win against us in 2002 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
He'll tell you about it, too.
He will tell
us. Our colleague, Sean King.
Deserved to win. But that was the week where we had no bye week in between. And, you know, we had the Barrett Robbins incident. Not that it would have mattered. I mean,
your voice just got super big. Bitter they were, and solemn when you started talking.
You know what?
About
what I don't think people realize is you get a ring for going to that game.
I did not realize that.
You have a loser ring.
That's not a good ring to get, bro.
No, of course it's not. But you're the AFC champion, so you get a champion ring. So the Eagles will either get a Super Bowl ring or they'll get an NFC champion.
You can't go around wearing a loser ring. You wear the big dog ring
I'm fully aware of this, Patrick. That's
I didn't realize
I've
that.
Never
Do you get
worn
paid?
It.
Okay, give me. I'm going to get into your pockets here. Do you know what the updated numbers are for the winning and losing team?
No.
As far as compensation?
No.
Elliot, can you find that for me? I want
to. I mean, I think it's over. It's got to be like $175,000 per player. Because remember now, fairness.
Wow, much?
Well, Patrick, they don't get paid during this time. Their salaries end week 18 of the season. This is all based on the playoff money.
I had no.
So all the money goes into a pool.
Gotcha.
And then it gets divided, and you get X amount of dollars. This has been collectively bargained, so it isn't I'm making this up,
no,
right?
Sure.
So this is you get X amount, you get X amount if you go to this game, you get X amount. The winner gets X amount in this game, the loser gets X amount. And then it's up to the owner's discretion to what he decides based on the other people in the organization, how much bonus do they get. Coaches always have full bonus in their contracts. High-level executives typically do, but not everybody does.
So when you won the front office, execs also get a bonus. Can you remodel a kitchen with the bonus?
So, well, it depends on what your level is. You know, when you're in that, if you got it in your contract, you get a full bonus. If
just
you're
wink
smart
once
enough.
If you can remodel. You can remodel.
Yeah, Billy, you could definitely do
Billy
that.
Billy was
yeah.
doing that?
Yeah, you can do that.
Can
but,
I get to?
But, you know, when you get a call from Carl Pagnelli, who calls tripping on Frank Middleton, you lose a year of Fordham. I mean, let's be honest here.
Not that you're bitter.
No, of course not. He's still calling it. No. Hey, that's another part we have not discussed in the handicap of the game. And I know you're the point guard here.
No,
and I don't mean to start dishing. Here, but this how they call this game. Carl Cheffers is the official with an
good
all-star
official.
Crew, right? Okay, but let me say this to you, and I've talked to a lot of people. How Chris Jones doesn't get called for offsides, I have no idea. His helmet is in the neutral zone on every single play.
You were joking with Booger about that, and he said he literally lines up
offsides every play.
Yep,
and they never call it.
Yep.
And it's going to be interesting. Here's the other part I think you have to hand in your handicap and before you go to the window today. You must be able to understand the Chiefs are a very handsy secondary. And what does that mean? That means they're going to grab, pull, and tug. And if they call this close, there's going to be first downs by penalty, right? First down by penalties are killer. Like what happened to San Francisco. Scores tied 7-7. Third and five in the game, they call Jimmy Ward for illegal contact. That's first down by penalty. The Eagles end up scoring, make a 14-7 game over, right? So that's what you have to be really aware of. And I can't predict sitting here how they're going to call the game. I don't know. The first two playoff weekends, we had no calls, right? We had no calls at all. They let them play.
Yep.
And if they let the Chiefs bang people around like they did, they let Cincinnati bang the Rams around. I said this after the Super Bowl last year. If that was a regular season game, the Rams would have had six first downs by penalty.
Let me give you this. You talked about a handsy secondary. Then we'll get to some of the props. By the way, good job, Elliot. Winning team this year receives $157,000. So each player receives $157,000 if they win the Super Bowl. Speaking of the Super Bowl, this marks the third time in the game's history that the NFL's top passing offense, Michael, Kansas City, faces the league's top passing defense in Philly. Pass defense won each of the first two meetings. Seattle over Denver in 14, Tampa Bay over Oakland in 03. I'm sorry, I had to bring it up. But
thank
again,
you,
the
thank
defense
you.
Shines, and in this situation, that would be the Eagles over that top-ranked Chiefs passing
right. offense. And anybody who's shying away from that commentary is basically saying that the Eagles, because they haven't played anybody, they don't really have to worry about that, right? That they haven't faced great offensive football teams. And I think that certainly you could make that
fair.
Case. You
That's
could make
fair.
That case, right? So, but I think this is going to be a game that you have to take a look at how they call the secondary, right? So when I'm going through Kansas City's numbers, defensive holding, you know, they were called five times this year. Illegal use of hands, they were called five times, right? They were called defensive pass interference, they were called here. Let me looking at it through.
And by the way, that is, again, it's easier to play pass defense, obviously, when you have 70 sacks on the year. We haven't seen 70 sacks.
16 times they were called for defensive
Who's
pass
this?
Interference. The Chiefs.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're very handsy. And if you don't let, if you let them play, they're going to disrupt the Eagle passing game. They will do that if you let them play.
This is the least handsy show at VSiN, so we'll get to the props. Let's go Goddard. Again, this is the key to attacking that Chiefs defense is to attack the slot. I think Goddard goes off. I got 47.5. I know you like it over as well for the Eagles tight end. I also have Goddard anytime touchdown plus 170. You can find a better number in the market. I got plus 170 over at DraftKings. Do you like a potential touchdown for Goddard and over 47.5?
I do. I think Goddard has a chance to be the MVP. I know what Stormy said, which was great information about Gainwell. Gainwell, because of his speed and because of what he did against San Francisco, he's become the carryover pick for MVP because he can maybe make a difference. I think Goddard's the lost guy. He kind of got lost in that game against San Francisco. I think he can make a huge, huge impact on the game. Kelsey certainly is going to get all the attention, but Goddard's a really good player. And against this Chiefs secondary, I think he can make plays because he's hard to kind of slow down, and he's got great hands, and he's very good when it's a jump ball situation. When it's a one-on-one, when he's covered, he's still open.
Okay, Goddard right now over at DraftKings, 60-1 MVP. Michael Lombardi, no surprise here, you're going to have most of the time a quarterback win the MVP. Mahomes is a little shorter at plus 120 than Hurts at plus 135. Your third betting favorite in that market. Kelce, our BetMGM numbers, 11-1. You see him right there. A.J. Brown, 14-1. And you continue along the line. I want you to take a look at the list in front of you and pick two that jump out at you as potential value.
Well, I think Riddick, if the Eagles are going to win this game, Riddick's got to have a big game against Andrew Wiley, the right tackle. Wiley is the only player left from that Super Bowl game in Tampa. He played at right tackle in that game. And, you know, the one thing you've got to do, whether you rush three or you rush five, I think it's really important to understand for fans, when you have an offensive line that you want to create one-on-one matchups on, you got to rush five. When you want to cover, you got to rush three. When you just rush four, it plays into the offensive hands. So I think if they rush five, now they've been in this double eagle front with five defensive linemen in the game. You know, they played Joseph out at end in one game to set the edge against San Francisco. I think they'll be in that five front line because I think they'll copy what Lou Amoromo did against them right. And say, you're not going to run the ball. We're not going to let Mahomes off the hook here and have easy runs. We're going to make him have to protect. That line protect. This offensive line is a spread run line. They need to spread you out. They can't knock anybody off the ball, hence why they're why they're 32nd in the league and third and one.
Pro texted me this morning. He liked over 10.5 rush attempts for Hurts. Now, again, Hurts, no pun, is banged up, but over 10.5 rush attempts.
There's nothing to save it for. You know,
that's right. You got to unload it.
What are we saving it for? You know, like, let's just go. We got one game. We got to play it. Now, you got to be careful. He's got to protect himself to get through the 60 minutes of the game. That's key. You know, Samich on yesterday liked the, you know, where two and a half players throw the ball in this game.
Attempted passes.
So, you know, you got to be able to keep your quarterback healthy. You're not going to have a hard time getting Mahomes out of the game. But there's hits that you can get on Hurts that could be a problem for him.
Michael, take a look at the running backs. These numbers available, of course, the sponsor of the Lombardi Line, BetMGM. Go ahead.
Gainwell's really so light here.
Gainwell's 19.5.
I mean, it just seems too light. I know Chris Russo picked it on when I did a show on Friday afternoon. He went for it. And, you know, I think obviously it's a good play. Everybody thinks Sanders is going to get there. Look, let's face it. This rush defense for the Chiefs, you know, they give up 172 yards per game. That's going to be the key to what they do. If the Eagles can control the football and stay ahead of the down and distance, they won't need a big explosive play. They'll just need to keep milking the clock. Remember, possessions matter. How many possessions do you want to give Mahomes? Lou Amoromo, in the four games he played, they averaged under 10 possessions per game. Most teams get 12 per game.
What I love about this is any trend, any stat you look at, the better rushing team, the better scoring defense is going to win the Super Bowl, yet we keep coming back to that dude.
But they have Mahomes.
Did you hear?
Yeah, they have Mahomes.
But one thing I will say, everybody, and you want to go against it, but everybody in Phoenix Radio Row was on the Eagles, but the sharp people I respect, that we both respect, some of the sharper ones, including Felica, including Samich, Chiefs way. So, yeah. Again.
Look, if you're handicapping the game in the simplest terms, the best coach in the game is Reed. The best quarterback in the game is Reed. This game comes down to quarterbacks and coaches.
Can we find the Reed clip from back in the day when he was in the pass, punt, and kick competition in Los Angeles where he looked, I mean, he was 10 feet taller than
the rest.
He looked
like Herman Munster out there. All the kids look. I was at Dominic's game yesterday. He looked like he was an adult playing in Dominic's flag football game.
We'll roll that for you.
Dominic made a few tackles yesterday. I got to tell you, he was rallying.
You think that surprises me?
No.
The king. Reed has something to prove after the performance 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. Femi joins us next here on the Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
Lift a Lombardi trophy for the second time in 4 years, or will Jalen Hurts, backed by that stout Eagles defense, complete a historic season for Philadelphia? Only time will tell, but what I can tell you is how this thing is being bet. 64% of the tickets, 65% of handle are taking the Eagles laying the 1.5, down from the 70% that we saw earlier this week. So Kansas City getting a little bit of love here on game day. 61% of bets and 86% of the handle, however, on the over 50.5 at BetMGM. The public saying, give me points. BetMGM has also taken some of the biggest Super Bowl bets to this point. Two wagers at $1 million plus on the Eagles money line -125, $500,000 on Chiefs money line at +105, over at Caesars, a number of six-figure bets, $314,000 on the Chiefs +3.5, -157, one of those alternate lines, a pair of bets, upwards of $220,000 on the total, although the bets are conflicting, $270,000 on the over 50.5, meanwhile, $220,000 on the under. Right here at South Point, where I am broadcasting from, mostly Eagles backers, three bets on Philly, over $150,000, a $210,000 wager on KC +2. If I had a play to put my biggest bet on, I'd go first half. I'm surprised we're not getting any love early on in the game. I like Eagles first half -105, one of my favorite bets of this entire thing. Let's head back over to downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, where Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher are holding it down with
the
Lombardi
line. Let's keep you on here, Stormy, and stick with something you said there. I think this is important. What Stormy said during that hit, Michael Lombardi, she said the public wants points. What's very important for new bettors to understand, you're going to pay some vigorous. You're going to pay a tax, a premium on pass yards, receiving yards, rush yards, as Stormy said, on points, because novice bettors, new bettors, they're not watching the Super Bowl to cheer for unders on props and or the game. So points, you're going to pay a little bit of a premium on those yardages.
You know, but I've always thought about, I would rather have a close fourth quarter game than points. To me, that makes it more appealing.
But you're a football dude. That's different than everybody getting together with the chicken wings and trying to cheer for Travis Kelce to go over his receiving props.
Yeah, I guess that makes a little difference. Yeah, I mean, look, I think it'll be a close game. Stormy, have you made any of your bets besides the props? Have you done any of that yet? I don't want you to give out your pick yet.
Yeah, well, so I feel bad. Like, I am somebody who really loves having conviction in a game. And so far during the postseason, I felt like I had had that on a number of instances. For this game, I really don't. And I do like what you said there, Michael, about wanting a close game. I firmly believe that it will be one of those actions that comes down to the wire in the fourth quarter. So one of the ways that I played it, one of the many, again, because I do have probably too many bets on this
degenerate
game, but it's the Super Bowl. It's the Super Bowl. Come on. But one of the ways I played this was kind of a non-traditional style teaser where I teased the Chiefs up to 7.5 and took the total over 44.5. So just getting a little bit of balance there. And I really do. I think that this is going to be a field goal to a touchdown type of a game. So if that's the case, then give me over a touchdown with the underdog, no?
Just want to mention quickly, Michael, you can check Stormy's plays, all the hosts, all the guest plays over at VSiN.com. Become a pro right now. We've handicapped the Super Bowl for you. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe, $9.99 right now. Reaction to Stormy's prediction there.
Well, I think, look, anytime you can take the best coach and the best quarterback and get over a touchdown, not a bad play if you can get it, right?
I'll ask you this. Yeah, I agree. And I'll ask you this way, Stormy. Do you care about either of these teams? I can tell you right now, I'm chiefed out. Don't care.
You sound like Russo.
I am, but also it would be impossible. No offense to you because you live near Philadelphia. No, it would be impossible to care less.
Free coffee at Wawa today, by the way.
To care less about a fan base than this Eagles fan base. How about you, Stormy?
I just, as mean as it is to say, I just hate both of these teams in general because I'm a San Francisco 49ers fan. So the Chiefs beat us in the Super Bowl a few years ago, and then the Eagles knocked out our already third string quarterback and put us in a pinch in the NFC Championship. So I've got like a cold heart for both of these squads, guys. I'm just gonna watch. I'm gonna eat my chicken wings. I'm gonna eat my hot dogs. I'm gonna watch the game and just hope my props come through.
You know, I can't stand that horse that ride around there. You know, when I was with the Raiders,
and what horse?
Well, the chief horse, you know, after they score a touchdown, you know, you got to listen to that, and it's hard. So, and then the Eagles, you know, when you work in the NFL and you have to listen to that, all the stuff. So, but I kind of put that aside and try to be as diplomatic as I can. But living in Philadelphia now, it's not an easy thing. Like I said, there'll be therapy sessions that are going to need to have to come into play because. Those, if they don't win today, it's going to be traumatic.
Oh, it's going to be super dramatic. By the way, speaking of drama, I hate to embarrass you here, Stormy, but I was just checking my Hotmail. Yes, I still have it. And I was looking for my Evite to your Super Bowl party today. Yeah. I know Michael Lombardi is going to your Super Bowl. I know you and your fiance are throwing a Super Bowl party. I checked my text. You have my number, but I didn't get an invite. Can you help me understand why I wasn't invited to your Super Bowl party?
You guys are always invited. I have an open door policy at the Bonantoni residence, and it's a family affair. We're Italian, so we just like you want to be there. Come on over. We got it. We are holding down the fort for the Super Bowl, but I know you're too cool for me. So
yes,
that's fine
yes,
too.
Way
just
too cool.
Acknowledge
yeah.
it.
I was in bed by 7:45 last night. Way too cool. Yeah, I understand.
I love it.
Okay,
love
Stormy,
it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stormy.
We'll talk to you before we get out of here and then into Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. But the props have taken over. We talked to Vinny Maliulo from where Stormy's sitting right now. He's part of that team, the Hall of Fame team that runs the South Point Sportsbook. They were talking about over 400 props just available at a neighborhood book.
And that's just going to continue to keep coming in and in. I mean, I thought what Stormy said when she opened the show today, 61% increase in betting. And if you're not getting help in this betting, and if you're kind of – you're not going to come into this betting market and just dabble your toe into the Super Bowl. Once you get a little taste of betting, you're going to want to continue it down. That's why, to me, you know, if you can get our betting guide and subscribe to VSiN, you're actually going to be a better player because this isn't going to – like, you're not going to turn this off. Just like we know Tom Brady's not going to turn off the competitiveness, and he's got to find – you're not going to turn off the enjoyment in betting on just one game.
Nope. And
we got basketball coming up. We got, you know, Texas A&M, big win against LSU last night. We got basketball coming up.
Aggies basketball is big on Super Bowl Sunday. I agree with you there. And to Michael's point, go over and sign up for free right now for the VSiN Daily, which is the daily news email that we send out every day to your email inbox. And right now you can kind of find all the props, all the picks. They're all organized there. Let's get back to your keys to the game. So we talked, let's go here. I don't think most would understand how bad these special teams have been this year. Isn't that shocking? This is what, 31-32?
You know, one of the things that Coach Walsh, when he was at San Francisco, you know, he just wanted clean exchanges. He just wanted clean. He wasn't really concerned about, you know, what are we doing with the football? You know, like, just get me clean exchanges. Like, had he coached during this, the ball comes to the 25 no matter what, right? Once it gets in the end zone, you get it. He would probably have said, just make sure – just kneel it down. But in this game, with Covey out, you know, I mean, look, they can put somebody else back there. This game, to me, is going to be about the kicking game. Like, there's no reason to not play all your best
players.
Who do you
give an edge to?
You know, I would give it to Kansas City, even though they're the worst special teams, because I do think Kansas City, Taub is a really good coach in special teams. I'm not saying the Eagles aren't, but they typically are. The reason you got to be concerned in a tight game is Bucker.
Mm-hmm.
He's been hurt. We had Jay Feely on.
Hasn't
Jay
been
Feely
the same
thinks
this year.
He's not the same. He's missed 5 kicks outside of 40 yards, most of them outside of 50. Andy is, as we've talked about, a little bit more conservative. He will kick a field goal, especially when he's out there. He won't go for it on fourth down. He'll take the points, although we didn't take the points in the conference championship game against Cincinnati, but I think he learned his lesson. So I do think the kicker angle favors Elliott as opposed to Bucker.
Can I give you one? We'll come back to Michael's keys because I got a text from a pro here in Vegas during the break, and he said successful two-point conversion. He said Sirianni and Reed are going for two.
Yeah, they will.
Successful two-point conversion, pretty good number, plus 230, yes.
Oh,
so again, plus 230 on a successful two-point conversion. A pro just texted me yes at
plus 230. I think that's a really strong play, and I would play that because I think this is going to be some way to get them off kilter. Because, look, when we played Atlanta and this ring, we had two periods on Thursday and Friday that we spent time on two-point plays. Figuring we were going to need to extend the lead beyond three scores or two scores. When you're in this game, you've got to figure out a way to extend the game out. So you don't want this game to be sitting there where a touchdown beats you in the fourth quarter. You got to be able to extend it out. And I think Philly will do that early in the game. I think Philly goes for two the first time they get the ball if they score.
The question, we talked about teams that generally win the Super Bowl, they run the ball better, better scoring defense. Andy Reid has been allergic, to be fair, as to running the football. Let's talk about your keys to the game. Yeah. Will Andy Reid run the ball?
I mean, and I think he won't. I think one of the things, even if you give Andy a light box, he's still not tempted to run. Look, that cover two shell, what's when you're playing that middle of the field open coverage like they were last year, the reason people played that is because Andy wouldn't run the football. They knew that if he'll run it early in the game, then he'll get bored with calling runs. 5-yard runs, Andy doesn't want. He wants big plays, chunks. He wants to do that. That's just kind of how he's always been.
Mahomes is going to be a dog if it continues this way for the first time in his postseason career. His numbers as a dog in his career are tremendous.
But they have Mahomes. They have Mahomes.
I heard it. Andy Reid's going to go down as one of the GOATs, and he completely avoided running the football in his career.
Hall of Fame coach, yep.
Unbelievable.
Doubt.
We continue, of course. Thomas Gable live from the Borgata next here on the Lombardi Line.
Listening to the Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
And a quick reminder, you just heard Brent Musburger, the legend. He's going to be on with Countdown to Kickoff 5 East to 6:30. Michael Lombardi, Sean King will join. Another reminder, sign up right now. Use that code SB1000. This is for Miles. Receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, this is a great deal from BetMGM. Just go over and check it out, BetMGM.com. Remember, if you're going in-game, newly reconfigured that BetMGM app. So check it out. Use that code SB1000, new customer offer, 1-800-GAMBLER, offer not available, Mississippi, Nevada, or New York. If you have a gambling problem, I mentioned it's 1-800-GAMBLER, got to be 21 years or older. We just had the big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line. He's Michael Lombardi. I'm Patrick Maher. This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Good morning and happy Super Bowl Sunday. He's going over. He got a good number on Gainwell, 18 and a half. I bring it up because we're going to bring in Thomas Gable, our partner, who runs the race and sportsbook over at the Borgata in Atlantic City. That means he has a lot of fly, Eagles, fly liability. TGZ off a 3-0 hit yesterday in college basketball. We say hi to Thomas Gable. Let's start there. Dustin's got 18 and a half over on the rush yards for Gainwell. What's the most popular prop getting hit at the Borgata?
Well, Gainwell is certainly someone that we've seen a lot of steam on. And I think there's narratives out there with him where I think people realize if Hurts is going to be throwing it to a running back, it's not going to Sanders or Boston Scott. It's going to Gainwell. And so you saw his receiving yard prop getting bet here. And his rushing yard prop, if Dustin got 18 and a half, good for him. I'm not sure if there's still any 18 and a half. We're at 20 and a half right now on that prop for his rushing yard. So he's somebody who is getting bet. He's getting bet in the MVP market here as well. We could talk about the MVP market in a little bit, but yeah. Gainwell is certainly somebody whose props are getting bet pretty heavily.
Good to know.
Yeah, I think to me the speed of Gainwell kind of changed the 49er game, and I think that's carried over here. Thomas, one thing, did you get your free cup of coffee this morning at Wawa? That's A. And B, are you getting all Eagle money today?
Well, one, I don't drink coffee, so
okay,
I had
that's
to
right. You don't.
The Wawa.
That's a weird flex. Who doesn't drink coffee in the morning? You get up at like 5 a.m. How do you not drink coffee?
Yeah.
Never did. So never got started. So I apologize for that, Patrick. But
no,
the Eagles money still coming in. Still 1.5 for the game, and total still sitting 50.5 here. But I know there were some places out in Vegas that moved last night, taking some Chiefs money. But we're still obviously going to stick with what we have here with the Eagles, favored by 1.5. And, I want to get into this MVP market a little
bit. Please.
Because we didn't really touch on this yesterday. And obviously, it's a popular market for people to bet. So you have the two quarterbacks there at the top as the favorites, as you know, as they usually are. This is typically a quarterback award. Last year, obviously, Cooper Kupp won it, but traditionally it goes to the winning quarterback. And when you look at positions, you know, running backs won it 7 times, wide receivers won it 8 times, 10 defensive players have won, special teams players won it once. So typically it's a quarterback. So they're priced accordingly. So it's kind of like where is their value? And you're kind of looking again at what narrative here fits for this award when you're looking at the board. So the interesting one here, and he has emerged as the biggest liability for us in the MVP market. His number has moved from 30 to 1 now down to 20 to 1, is Hassan Reddick. For the Eagles, and he has more than double the tickets written on him than any other player, more than double the handle written on him than any other player in this market. And, you know, I think people, one, it was the price on him, and two, the fact that he is capable of disrupting this game. You saw him do that with the 49ers. The 49ers game, he's been a force and has just been terrorizing, you know, opposing quarterbacks. And I think if people are thinking if he has a big game here and kind of leads this Eagles defense and gets a couple sacks, that he could be in the running. We saw Aaron Donald really in the running last year. In fact, Aaron Donald came out afterwards that the people who vote for this award, I think, had to have their votes in. Maybe 2 minutes prior to the end of the game or so. And Donald had a really great last series. And some people were saying, well, Donald maybe should have won it if the votes had been, if they had waited till the end of the full end of the game. So we'll see how this plays out here today. But yeah, Reddick is by far our biggest liability, followed by Gainwell. Gainwell also a liability here in the MVP market for us.
Credit where credit's due. I have to embarrass you. So at the beginning, on the onset of the Lombardi line today on Super Bowl Sunday, Michael Lombardi guaranteed Shane Steichen would be named the next Indianapolis Colts head coach. Of course, he's going to be coaching the offense, their offensive coordinator with the Eagles today. Adam Schefter reporting, breaking news. Looks like Steichen, after the game, will be announced as the Colts' new head coach. Congratulations, my friend.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I went 95.7%. I mean, with Jim Irsay, anything could happen, but that's been the buzz around the NFL, is that he's going to be the new guy. They told all the other coaches are out. So the Reddick thing, I like the Reddick thing. I do. I like it because Andrew Wiley, the right tackle, has liability against speed to power, which is what Reddick survives on, and what he does a really good job of being able to do that. So I think if the Eagles have this kind of game where they control like the Broncos did, where it's more of a run game, and, you know, Peyton didn't really make a play in the game and Von Miller became the most disruptive force in the game, then I think you could. And in that game, that right tackle, I think, was Mike Remmers in that Carolina game.
Yeah.
You know, and he destroyed him, and then he got destroyed in the left tackle in the other game. Poor Mike, he kind of had 2 bad Super Bowls. But anyway, so I do like that pick. I do think that's the way. If you're going to play Philly, you know, if Philly's going to control the pace of the game, it's not going to be, you know, and I think Hurts will add to the game, but I think the defense will set the tempo.
So quickly, we've got Reddick BetMGM being reported 30 to 1. Just to be clear, Thomas, you're closer to 20 to 1 in the MVP market for Reddick? Okay.
Yes.
What's fascinating, and I think this is important for VSiN viewers to understand, you're going to need the Chiefs today. I sit at Circa Sports in downtown Las Vegas, and Derek Stevens, the proprietor here, he's going to need the Eagles. So it's just fascinating book to book where the liability sits here, Thomas Gable.
Right. And, you know, you guys had Mike Palm on yesterday, and Mike talked about a big future wager that they took on the Chiefs, I think a 10 to 1 earlier in the year. And, you know, when you factor in the future liability, that's really what it comes down to. So, you know, I'm sure most of the books here in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, they're going to have liability on the Eagles in the future book, much as we do. So, again, you're trying for this in the game, when you're booking the game, that you want to kind of offset some of that liability and not have a monster decision where you're needing the Chiefs in the game as well as in the future book. So, it's going to vary regionally, obviously. And a lot of it's also going to depend on how the future book shapes up for a lot of these places.
Yeah, I think that's what we miss. When we just report all the numbers coming in, we never go into the variable of all the future. And I know Thomas, from talking to him all year at the Borgata, that he has a ton of future liability on Philadelphia. And well, he should, because look, this isn't one of those storms that just happened off the coast recently. We've seen this storm brewing. We were kidding ourselves that they were going to go 19-0 all year. So they are in the driver's seat. They're here. And it's going to take a Herculean effort by Kansas City to beat them.
It's fascinating to be a bookmaker, TGZ, because you grew up an Eagles fan, and now you will be absolutely rooting against them today to win the Super Bowl. Fair?
That's fair. That's fair. But it's interesting because, you know, I've been sending out, position updates to our executive team here and where we're sitting with everything last night and today. And, they're kind of just, they're still rooting for the Eagles because they're hometown guys. So
I know that money comes plays a bigger part.
Money be green. They
green
tell me.
Is really your hometown hero, not Eagle green.
That's different. And by the way, after almost like waves on hitting the sand, he wore us down. We do have a new picture of Thomas Gable.
Yeah,
Mike Palm has won the battle.
He
so
won.
The handsome face.
Yeah.
So,
TG, we're not letting you off the hook today. I mean, this is, you got to give us who you like. What do you think?
Give us a prediction.
Give us something.
On the side, I would lean Eagles. It's not a strong lean, but I would lean more towards the under here on the total.
Okay.
There you go. I agree. I think wherever you're leaning, there's no conviction in this game. That's the one thing.
No.
Nobody has that crystal ball conviction.
I agree.
You know?
I totally agree. TG, congratulations on a 3-0 College Hoops Day yesterday. You have to take a little bit of a respite with no games today, but we'll be back with the Thomas Gable Plays for VSiN Pros tomorrow. Thomas, enjoy the game. We love you, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Okay. As I mentioned, it's been 84 years. We've somehow dragged out Michael Lombardi's prediction until next. We'll get that plus the official plays for Super Bowl 57 right here on the Lombardi Line. It is VSiN. It's the Sports Betting Network.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a VSiN Big Game Betting Update. Here is Stormy Bonantoni.
Super Bowl Sunday is finally here. Eagles and Chiefs set to go head-to-head in just a couple of hours in Glendale, Arizona, with a Lombardi Trophy on the line. And while this is a Kansas City Chiefs team that is expected year in and year out to be in this position, they're taking on an Eagles squad that was as high as 40-1 in the preseason odds, 25-1 after the A.J. Brown trade, yet has continued to exceed expectations throughout the course of the season, so much so that they are favored in the big game today, largely 1.5-point favorites. across the board. We are seeing some ones out there with Kansas City seeing a little bit of action. Total 51. Now, after a survey of all of the VSiN show hosts, of the 20 hosts that submitted their selections for this game, and the final score, it's an even split, 10 and 10 of those 20 host picks. A couple of shows are in lockstep. For example, Follow the Money's Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard that are coming up in a little bit, both backing the Eagles to win in this spot. Our own Lombardi Lions, Patrick Maher and Michael Lombardi, with final score predictions of 27-21 and 27-20 backing the Philadelphia Eagles. Also a little trend here, of the 10 backing Philadelphia, just two have their score hitting the over of 51. So keep that in mind. I think the Eagles are going to win. It's likely going to be a lower scoring game. Chiefs, by comparison, maybe a little bit higher scoring. Dave Ross and Amal Shaw both have 30s in their predictions. 34-31 Chiefs, 31-24. I am on this side of things as well, with Kansas City taking it 27-24. Maybe we have another walk-off field goal situation. That is a bet, by the way. Walk-off field goal at the end of regulation, plus 750, if you think that's the way things shake out. Let's head back out to downtown Las Vegas, Circa Resort and Casino, as the Lombardi Line rolls on.
And you can find those picks at VSiN.com/picks. A little bit of a shot from Stormy at those hosts that did not submit the plays.
Yes.
She said these are the plays for those that actually did submit plays. Shout to Ben Fox for putting them up there.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Come on, we have the email up there for a reason. We got to get everybody's picks in the document.
Well, I mean, I was happy to see Amal come through. I mean, you know, I know he's busy. He's probably on a cricket game today or something.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was able to contribute to this.
I appreciate it. How about
Greg Peterson? I didn't think he did anything but hoops. I mean, I thought, how about that? That's impressive.
Yeah, the important stuff before we get to the ultimate predictions, both Stormy and Michael, best appetizer at the Super Bowl party. The answer is buffalo chicken dip, but if you'd like to give another one, Stormy, go ahead.
The answer is buffalo chicken dip.
That's
well
what's
done,
up,
sir.
Boo.
Well done, sir. We already have the crock pot getting ready to go at my house with that bad boy.
Wow.
What's my number two then? I don't even know. Firm number one
yeah,
for
I
me.
Oh,
that's,
you got to have the rolls. You got to have like a pepperoni bread. You got to have like a sausage.
Pizza
bread.
Rolls.
Well, not a roll. Like
pigs
a bread.
In a blanket.
Like a, no, not pigs in a blanket. I'd eat 800 of those. But like a bread, like a pepperoni bread or a sausage bread with cheese,
okay.
Kind of dough. It's kind of good.
Millie makes
a hell of a...
We always do the spread with like the bread, crackers, and like salami and pepperoni. That type of a thing is something
yeah.
we always have out that people can pick at. But Patrick, I feel like you would like this. We've also in the past done like a buffalo chicken ring thing where it's wrapped in the croissant.
Oh,
dough. It's
hell,
fire.
Heck yeah. I was going to say hell yeah, but I said heck yeah instead. That sounds delicious. Again, before we say goodbye, you got 27-24 Mahomes and the Chiefs, correct?
Yes, that is my score prediction, and I hate to say it because everything is just coming up Eagles left and right, but I am in the camp of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes in the fourth quarter can't hold them out. And as far as my favorite bet of the game goes, I know I told you guys about my teaser already, taking the Chiefs up and the total over 44.5, but my favorite bet is actually Eagles first half. -105. Philadelphia has been a quick starting team. I think that's something that continues here. And 15-3-1 on the year with them winning that first half. One of those losses was with Garner Minshew at quarterback. So if Jalen Hurts is hurt, I think he'll at least have the better of his health in the first half. So give me the Eagles early.
Stormy, you're the best.
Thank you,
Thank
Stormy.
Thank you for your
participation. You.
And I'll see you at the party. I'll bring tequila, okay?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, and I finally got you to come because I've got the buffalo chicken dip.
Yes,
there we go.
Yes, we're simpatico with the
That's
buffalo
awesome.
Chicken dip. Thank
yeah.
you to Stormy, who's the best. We love her here at the network. Okay, let's
yeah,
go.
Let's do it.
There's a couple I want to throw at you. One, consecutive completions for Jalen Hurts at any point in the game, 5.5. I'm going over. DraftKings is -125. I think he's going to get a lot of easy throws here. Steichen, who just, by the way, good job by you, has been named or will be named the official head coach of the Colts. I think they're going to get creative here with Hurts. I'm going over 5.5 consecutive completions at any
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I mean, I
think
Steichen gets his job because of the job he's done with Hurts. You know, he's
developing.
Developed Hurts.
Yep.
I know Sirianni's involved too. I'm not dismissing that. But I think that the idea that he's advanced this to a college offense certainly helps the Colts as they select their next quarterback, which is the area of most concern for Colt fans. You know, when I was on Russo Friday, I'm with most people. I took the Eagles, as you know, as we saw here on the board. I don't feel great about it. I don't feel great about it. I think they have Mahomes, bothers me, that
yes.
segue. But I do think this is going to be a game about these two quarterbacks. My number one prop bet is Mahomes on his over completions.
Okay.
At 25.5 it was on that.
That's what it is now. Yep.
I like that. I think I think he's going to complete 26 passes, whether he wins or loses. I think there's no doubt. I mean, Andy Reid's not going to run it. I mean, he's going to throw it. He threw it 68 times against Tennessee in a game. He's going to throw it, and he knows that even Dallas, with the great Tony Pollard and Zeke, struggled to run the ball against Philadelphia in that game. You know, their rushes, when you look at that game, they ain't 115 yards running, but Zeke had a lot of those carries. I think he's going to have that. The other one I liked is Hurts over 20.5 completions. I think for the Eagles to win, and if you're going to win against the Chiefs, you got to win outside. You got to attack their corners. Your receivers and tight ends have got to make plays. He needs to have a game where he's got 24, 25 completions. Remember, one of the things I always look at in football games, not a determining factor on who wins, but a determining factor on execution, is rushes and completions combined. When you get that number over 52, you're really good. And I think with Andy Reid, knowing he's not going to run the ball 27 times, 30 times, Mahomes is going to have to go over that number. And I think just by the nature of how the Eagles are going to run their offense with jet sweeps and some of those runs that are really passes, mm-hmm. I think Hurts goes over the 20.5.
Just an update on the number across the market where we sit right here at Circa in downtown Las Vegas. The number is 1. The Eagles lane 1. It was 1.5 yesterday. DraftKings, of course, 1.5 with the Eagles still. BetMGM, you take a look at our official number for the Lombardi line, is 1.5. So the total, by the way, BetMGM sitting 50.5. Everybody else has adjusted. They've gone up to 51.
Yeah.
So just to make note of that. Let's take a step back and think about this as we have a little over 3 minutes to go. We've been doing this for 2 weeks leading up to it. You've predicted the Eagles. What ultimately went into that prediction for you where, again, you don't have a ton of conviction on either side as far as the side or total? What went into ultimately picking the Eagles?
I think I picked the Eagles because I thought they will be able to win the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. I favored that, and I feel like even though Mahomes is so talented and he can overcome so much, I think the wear and tear of a team, the physicality of a team can take over. I also felt like the third and short is a problem for Kansas City. Those are key plays in the game that you have to win with. The other area I thought was going to make a difference is in the game management element. Will Andy really structure this game to give his team a chance to really offset some of the things Philly does well? So a lot of that, and look, you can't discount the factor of Mahomes, right? You can't discount his greatness. You can't discount his ability to ad-lib and make a play. But we one thing we do know the Chiefs is they tend to kind of lose a little bit of luster at certain points in the game and allow a team to come back. So I just felt from the roster standpoint, I went with Philly because I thought they were the most talented team here in the game.
There's no reticence or concern based on, look, Andy Reid's a Hall of Famer, but 2 years ago, that was a disaster.
Yeah,
they never adjusted at halftime. Again, I know you talk about the tackles, and we talked about the accident, which was horrible. But Reed had a bad game 2 years ago in the Super Bowl, hopefully looking to overcome that, but no concern there with Reed.
Yeah, and the other thing I worried me was Schuster's knee.
Sure.
And I'm also worried about, as we talked about earlier, is Tony's inability to stay healthy throughout the game. So if you take those two guys off the field, who is he throwing to? We know Kelsey's going to be a factor, you know, but I just think it's going to be a harder game. This is a game where your best players have to play their best, right? And Tony is one of their better players. He's got to play well. Scanling, I think, I love the over prop on Scanling at 35. I think he'll make a play. McKinnon, to me, overnight, McKinnon's got to be a big part. I don't think Pacheco's going to have as big a role in the passing game because they don't trust him to protect. This is a game about trust. The players on the field, you've got to trust them.
Does Sirianni concern you?
No, because I think the way they coach this game is they have that analytical. They have guys in the – they're doing everything. It's a collaborative effort. I don't think he's just making a decision based on what he wants to do. I think it's – and credit them. They are well-rehearsed and well-schooled.
Special edition of Follow the Money coming up right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. You will join Countdown to Kickoff with Brent Musburger coming up.
I'm going to join the Follow the Money at 9:32. I'll be back
in. I know you are.
Here.
5 Eastern time, 1.5 hours with Brent Musburger. Sean King and, of course, Michael Lombardi will join him as well.
And we'll be back tomorrow, won't we?
We'll be back live from Circa tomorrow here on the Lombardi Line. VSiN.com.
Can we fix this desk?
/ picks. I'll take care of that during the break.
Okay.
For the picks. And also remember, VSiN Pros. It's $9.99 to sign up right now. VSiN.com.
And where is Bill AD? We have to find
him. Where is Bill? The most interesting man in the world. We continue. Follow the Money's next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.